The classic pre-20th century novels never die, on stage or on film. A Christmas Carol keeps coming back in December, year after year after year. Sometimes the setting is contemporary, maybe Scrooge is a woman, but the same template carries on. Marley, first ghost, second ghost, third ghost. There are others, Mr. Darcy and the Bennets, Huck Finn, Dracula, Alice and the Rabbit, Frankenstein. And then there's Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. There are 7 feature-length films, 8 TV adaptations, 2 plays, an opera, a ballet, and a Broadway musical. Now there's Lauren Gunderson's adaptation of Little Women at TheaterWorks in Mountain View through October 12th. Little Women's ageless popularity rests, as the playwright notes, on its proto-feminism and its focus on family love, and it's also set during a time of strife and shortages. And she adds how appropriate it feels in our current times, though of course it also felt appropriate through its previous adaptations. That's what timelessness is about. And unlike Dickens or Austen, it's hard to pull out the plot and change time periods or genders. You're stuck in the Civil War, in New England, and with 4 specific daughters. In this adaptation, Louisa May Alcott tells the story and illuminates the relationship of her real family to the fictional Marches, with the dialogue and sometimes the book descriptions coming out of the characters' mouths. It's a neat touch, and perhaps only possible on stage. But as with A Christmas Carol, we are still stuck with the same beats. Joe meets Laurie, Beth goes to the big house, Amy burns a manuscript, and so on. Louisa May Alcott never married, and it's possible we know why. Maybe she's not attracted to men. This production hints at this through particulars of the performance of Alyssa Beth Stebbins as Louisa and Joe, and by the lack of chemistry with both of Joe's suitors. Greta Gerwig in the 2019 film saw the same issue and tackled it by making Joe the author of Little Women and her publisher the bad guy by making Joe get married. Lauren Gunderson, though, approaches it more obliquely, and the ending feels false. Louisa is Joe and Joe is Louisa until she's not. For the fans who jump at every new adaptation, this Little Women, if redundant, might add a new dimension. For the rest of us, enough is enough. Lauren Gunderson's adaptation of Little Women, directed by Giovanna Sardelli, plays at TheaterWorks Mountain View Center for the Performing Arts through October 12th. For more information, you can go to theaterworks.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.